My next guest, I bet she's been called hot, because Carla Hill, President and CEO of the West Michigan Symphony, does great things and is always probably on the hot seat. Good morning to you, Carla.
Yeah, hot seat. You're right. There's a lot of hot seats out there.
Appreciate you. We speak on a monthly basis regarding what is happening with the West Michigan Symphony, but also what's happening on the lakeshore when it comes to arts and entertainment, and always busy with what is happening. So thank you. Good summer's going well for you?
It's going well. It's kind of a downtime. People say, what are you doing all summer? Well, we're planning our season all the time. We're always planning. And right now I'm, you know, working with Scott and talking about 17, 18 already. So yeah, we don't get to relax a whole bunch, but you know, we don't have many concerts during the summer, so you know, that's kind of good. So I'm really excited to introduce our first guest this morning. Gail Brechting is going to be with us. Gail is the director of the West Michigan Concert Winds, and she's going to tell us, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Oh,
Gail, you ready to tell us how to get to Carnegie Hall?
Well, the way you're supposed to get to Carnegie Hall, you know, is practice, practice, practice.
Right.
That's what they say.
I think it also has something to do with raise money, money, money.
Money, 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 practice, practice, and lots of fun. It really, we had a great time.
When were you there?
We performed there June 19th, and we were there for a long weekend from the 17th to the 20th. But we performed on Sunday the 19th.
Great. So how did it feel to step onto hallowed ground?
Oh, my goodness. It was one of those bucket list things, I believe, for every one of us. We had a 72-piece ensemble, and you walk in, and it truly is hallowed ground. I mean, it is something where everybody that was anybody in this past century and a half has performed there in the arts, and it certainly was one of those aha moments. It was
great.
Really wonderful.
This ensemble, tell us a little bit about it, because this is not a professional ensemble. It has great musicians, but they're a volunteer ensemble, I understand. Is that?
We are an auditioned ensemble, but we are all volunteers. The West Michigan Concert Winds is 37 years old. It's been around, based out of Muskegon, the Muskegon area. I have musicians from the greater West Michigan area, Grand Rapids, Fremont, Holland, and, of course, the Tri-Cities all around. And it's an ensemble of people who love to do what they do, and they come rehearse every Thursday night, and we practice. We have a five-season concert season, and these people most of them are just regular people in the community that played either in high school or in college. I have a few professionals, but really not that many. There were 72 that went, as I said, and out of that I would say maybe 6 to 10 were people that had gone to college to be a musician.
Yeah. There's an affiliation between the Winds and Muskegon Community College. And I see Dale Nesbury, the president of the college, was left center in the photo that I'm looking at, playing his trombone at Carnegie Hall.
And his wife, Connie, is my string bass player.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I didn't know she played string bass.
Yes, she was a cellist, but I invited her last summer to go, and I said, have you ever played string bass? She said, no, but I'd love to learn. And
okay.
She was a cellist. And
well,
so she did that. She picked it up, and off she went.
That's great.
Yeah,
now,
it was thrilling.
When you say concert winds, we're talking about winds.
That's
with
correct.
Some strings, it sounds like.
That's right. It's a wind band. It would be the same as those of you who have seen a concert band in a high school or university. That's kind of what we are. We have everything but violins, cellos, you know, any of the stringed instruments. We do always carry, if we can, a string bass because it just helps the continuum of that low sound. But as a wind-based group, they have to breathe. And we have percussion, of course.
So the regular season, tell folks how they can find out more about the Concert Winds. Where do they get information? Website, is there a schedule published yet about your concerts in 16, 17? I know you do one ensemble concert at The Block, which is owned and operated by the West Michigan Symphony.
That's right. You can certainly find our season on our website, which if you just Google West Michigan Concert Winds or my name, all that will pop up. The website is wmcw.org. So it's West Michigan Concert Winds, wmcw.org. And information is up there. The concert that we're doing at the Block this year actually is a little different. It's a bigger, small ensemble, I guess I would say, a bigger group, and we are going to be calling it Kids at the Block. And we're going to be doing two small, short performances on a Sunday afternoon matinee, and it's going to be all based around Peter and the Wolf and a few other things, Flight of the Bumblebee, and a book about Berlioz the Bear, who plays a stringed instrument. So that's going to be a really fun opportunity.
Please be in touch with us early about that, because I'll certainly want my education director to help reach people that we reach out to when we do kids programming.
Our first concert this year is at the Frauenthal. It's in October, and it's going to be a free concert at the Frauenthal. Fortunate enough to have a wonderful endowment that's going to support this. And it's going to be called Fall into Jazz, and we're having the Lakeshore Big Band as our guest. And the whole idea is to come and be dancing. The Winds are going to play the first half and the second half. The jazz band's going to be in the back. We're going to have the stage open to dancers to be dancing to, like, the 40s jazz, people that love to do any type of dancing that would have been back in the jazz time of Glenn Miller and things of that nature. So we're going to have people there ahead of time teaching, like, a basic two-step. Okay. So that if you feel like you learned the two-step and you want to come up and step with us, the dancers will be up there. And that's the whole point, is to get people up on that stage and see what it's like to be from that perspective and dance and have fun with the jazz.
I'm ready. Almost.
Hey.
No. Almost.
An example.
So, Gail, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. Great job taking your group to Carnegie Hall. And
it was such a wonderful experience. I would encourage anyone to do it if you can get involved.
Right. I'd love to take our orchestra, but they don't pay their own way.
Yes, and that was part of it. Yeah, that's so very true. And thank you, both of you, for always being supportive of the West Michigan Concert Winds. It certainly helps us do what we do best, which is to play and share our love of music with our community.
Awesome. Gail Brechting, thank you, with the
Thanks,
West Michigan
Gail.
Concert Winds, performing, having performed at Carnegie Hall this year. I've been in Carnegie Hall, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yes.
Carl Hill, fill for me, because we have another exciting guest
I need
to get on the line, if you'd be so kind.
I'm just really pleased to be able to present Alexander Zonjic this morning on air with you. Alexander is the founder of the Shoreline Jazz Festival, and they're going into their third season this year. Been very, very well received along the lakeshore. He has a knowledge of all kinds of great jazz musicians, which he brings with him. We're starting the Jazz Festival a little earlier with him this year. He's also a great musician, plays the flute. So he and his friends are going to be at the Block on Thursday, August 25th at 7:30. All we know is that there's going to be some jazz, and you're going to love it. Tickets are available through the Symphony ticket office by calling 231-726-3231, also online. So do we have Alexander with us? Hey, good morning, Alexander.
Good morning to everybody. Where are you calling me from?
We're calling you from West Michigan. We are WGBU, the local NPR affiliate, and Carl Hill, President and CEO of the West Michigan Symphony, has put you on the spotlight, Alexander. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Well, it's nice to be in the spotlight. It's a little early for the spotlight.
I understand your days don't start quite as early as maybe radio people.
Oh, my days start very early.
Does it really?
Especially... I mean, I did 12 years of morning radio, so I never totally lost the... At one point, it was 3:30. Now it's a little more reasonable. I think today I was up at 6.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you have a lot on your
plate.
You know, you just have so many festivals going on, and we're so...
I know, it's also delicious.
It's delicious, yeah.
Tasty. Hey, jazz, is it flautist or flutist, Alexander? How do we best introduce you?
Well, let me give you the only flute story that I know. The difference between a flutist and a flautist is $20 an hour.
I generally just go, he's a flute player, and I try to not even deal with that.
Flute player is the safest, but I will say for those listening out there that might want to win money on this bet, they're both correct. Both of them are correct.
Got it.
Most flute players call themselves a flutist, although some classical players like the pretense that come with flautist, which is, comes from the classical world more, the flauto transverso, the transverse flute. There we go. We turned this interview into a workshop.
We have. We always learn something talking to you. So you're starting the Shoreline Jazz Festival this year with a preview night at the Block, and it's you and some friends. And I see that we now have some names of the friends. Is this right? Demetrius.
Some great musicians.
Demetrius, yep. Neighbors, Mike Harrigan, Chris Kurzawa, Nate Wynn,
Chris Kurzawa. They're all like first call Detroit guys. A few of them have their own careers. Demetrius Neighbors has his own records and his own band and is really, really gifted. And Nate Wynn is one of the drummers in this market. In fact, that weekend will be the last weekend in this area before he moves to Boston, where he's moving to study at Berkeley. And then Mike Harrington is my regular bass player, been with me for the longest time. And Chris Kurzawa, the guitarist, also has, along with being a teacher and being my guitarist for quite a few years, has his own career and a great band called Zap Toro. So they're very exciting. This kind of music is so much more ensemble music. It's very much like a chamber group than it is me out front with a band behind me. The music really is very, very, we divvy up the solos in a very democratic way.
That it's a preview of what's to come for the Shoreline Jazz Festival. I mean, this is our first foray into the jazz festival world, and we're hoping by next summer, and this is the plan, right, Alexander, that you're going to see the West Michigan Symphony.
Yes.
Is going to be on stage during the festival, and we don't know what we'll be doing yet, but we're working on it, right?
Oh, I think it's the most incredible idea, and of course, these things come to fruition after someone has the nerve to come up with the idea. I think it's a great idea, and I have no doubts in my mind as we move to 2017 and 18 with this great festival that there needs to be a collaboration with a symphony.
Absolutely.
And not to mention one that is that good and serves that community so well on the west side of the state. So that whole affiliation and that beautiful venue, the Block. I mean, I'm looking forward to the intimacy of that beautiful space. And
if you don't know the Block, it seats only about 150 total on two levels. So tickets are very reasonable, $20 and up for some table seating. But if you're interested in this, we think you should be, mm-hmm. in this particular concert, you need to get in touch with us right away through the West Michigan Symphony, and then you move on. The Jazz Festival at Heritage Landing begins on Friday night or Saturday
Friday
night?
Friday the 26th.
Okay.
Friday, the festival's at Heritage Landing, but Friday night we offer up a free sampler for the whole community. I think most of the folks on the Friday night at Hackley Park will probably be more from the Muskegon area than and the Grand Rapids area than they will be from all the other areas that they come from for the festival, because we get them from Chicago and Milwaukee and all over. But on the Friday night, it's a free concert in Hackney Park with me and my band, incredible sax player Eric Darius, and the Muskegon Community College is also going to have a vocal and jazz ensemble there as well. So the Friday should be a lot of fun and free in the park. It's a beautiful park. I know you guys know that. And then the bigger festival, so to speak, starts at Heritage Landing both the Saturday and the Sunday, and that's going to be the 27th and the 28th with a huge lineup, needless to say, and an after-party jam session on the Saturday night at 10 o'clock in the ballroom at the Holiday Inn when all of the festivities at Heritage Landing are done. So the footprint on this festival has really grown.
Well, and, we have a lot of support for the festival in Muskegon by the community and by the funders who want it to be there. And Alexander is a heck of a fundraiser, I'll just tell you that. He's great to have on the team to make these things happen. And tell me some of the artists. I'm looking at the poster right now. Name some of these artists that we're going to hear over the course of the festival and how we can get tickets.
Well, absolutely. Well, there's legends and there's up-and-comers and there's every version of jazz that you can think of, not to mention crossing over into definitely some big R&B slash funk artists. But on Saturday, thrilled to have my good friend Bob James coming down from his from one of his homes up there in Traverse City to be my special guest. He's a huge influence on my career and a mentor. So he's coming in on the Saturday to be my special guest. After that, we've got the legendary R&B group, the Ohio Players, Brian Culbertson, a very, very hot and successful new keyboard player from Chicago, is bringing in his huge band. Two great openers early in that day, great guitar player from Detroit, D. Brown, and then Brian Lubick is coming in, a nylon string guitar player from the St. Joseph area. Sunday is huge with Jeffrey Osborne, the Grammy-winning R&B singer, closing out the day, along with Spyro Gyra, Najee, Javier Colon, great vocalist who was one of the first winners on The Voice. He's going to be opening up that day. So it's going to be quite a weekend. There's no question about it. The festival just continues to grow. And I think every year the lineup gets bigger, and I think there's no exception. This is the biggest lineup we've had in the 3 years that we've been doing this.
Well, you got a reaction from Shelley as you were reading that.
Gosh,
I heard some, over there.
I love Jeffrey. I mean, I love them all, including Alexander, but Jeffrey Osborne. Oh, I think I have cassette tapes from Jeffrey Osborne, Alexander.
You know what? A lot of these artists I book at other festivals, so when I bring them in, they're proven. I always have a really keen sense of what they're going to do to an audience, and Jeffrey Osborne is in great voice. You know, he's been doing this a long time, as we all know, and he's had big hits and Grammy-winning records, and he brings a huge ensemble with background singers, and so you have every reason in the world to be excited. Maybe he'll even be selling his cassettes.
I could sell the cassette, too. I'm holding on to that baby. It's going to be worth some money.
Yeah. So it's going to be a weekend. The weather will be excellent.
Of course.
You know, starting on Thursday night at the Block, then you could go to Hackley Park on Friday night, and then you can just live at Heritage Landing on Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
That's the plan, right?
Yeah, but the after party at the Holiday Inn sells out quick, so I'm going to give everyone a heads up, because it's a jam session, and it goes from 10 to 1 in the morning, and a lot of the artists that performed earlier and the ones that come in a day early will all wander in there. My band will be the house band, and Eric Darius will stick around for an extra day to join us on that. So that's another thing that you can buy tickets for separately.
Okay.
They're only $25, but last year that sold out. The hotel offers up a bar, and they sell food, and they have barbecue and wings, and it really is a cool thing to do. You know, when these folks come from all over the country to the festival, and they are coming from all over, they want to hang out with one another. So when the festival ends at Heritage Landing, that ballroom will be jammed. You can only put 300 people in there. So I just want to bring that up too, because I know there were some disappointed people last year that couldn't get in. And I know that the block's going to sell out. Right, Carla?
It will sell out. And so hurry. Your tickets.
Absolutely.
Get your tickets. All right, ready for wrap up, Carla.
Alexander, thank you so much. We are so excited. The West Michigan Symphony and the Block are so excited to be working with you. And, you know, being part of what's going on this summer, and then looking to our new expanded role for next summer.
Well, absolutely, and thanks. I love being in the spotlight, and I look forward to seeing all of you real soon. 2 weeks. Imagine, it's only 2.5 weeks away. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alexander.
Thanks, Alexander.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Rock star. All right, Karloff, your final words. So great show today.
Well, you know, getting into the jazz idiom is really fun for us. You know, symphony musicians, classically trained, they can swing. They can do it. We just don't get that many opportunities, unless maybe we're doing a little bit of Gershwin, and you know, a few other Debussy and stuff like that. So, I'm excited about it. It's diversifying the kind of audiences that we would like to have know that we are in Muskegon, and available to people all up and down the lakeshore of West Michigan. So, yeah, it's a nice collaboration. I'm really excited about it and the support that we're receiving in the community to make this happen.
Got it. Let's, again, the first, your first West Michigan Symphony Concert again, September.
It's at the end of September.
End of September.
Last weekend of September, and we're starting with a fun pops program that we're calling Heroes and Villains. This is going to be movie music, and it's going to be devoted to heroes and villains. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Scott has, you know, curated this concert along with some staff members. We said, let's do, and just trying to find a nice balance, male, female, heroes, villains. It'll be a great concert. And that's on September 30th at the Frauenthal at 7:30. Yeah. And then the second concert we have that season is not until November. And that one's called Epic.
Great.
Because we have a composer in residence, Austin Wintory. If you don't know who he is, obviously, you don't play video games.
Yeah.
He's an award-winning composer of video games, particularly Journey and Assassin's Creed. And we'll be hearing some of Assassin's Creed in September's concert.
We'll be talking about that on a monthly
basis.
We will
be talking about that.
Carla Hill, thank you.
Thank you. President and CEO
of West Michigan Symphony.
Hey, one more thing.
See you all.
Congrats.
Ooh.
Congrats on your award. And by the way, I'm going to be in the audience.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to be there cheering.
That's the key.